Tim Watson here with...
Gary Lyon.
Thank you.
You're Gary, I'm Tim.
No, I know that. I was going to say, with a very radical idea that I think is worth exploring more.
Is it really radical?
Well, yeah, it is radical because, and this is your idea for all clubs to shut down. This is the male version of the game, to shut down from the 30th of September.
Yep.
Grand final siren. No one back at the club until the 1st of January.
Yep. The coaches don't have to coach until they get back in January.
Yep.
If they are, and we are hearing this, and yeah. I'm believing
so, I just want to say
it's
this.
Legitimate.
So I think this is what, I think it's a fascinating idea of yours worth talking about. I think there's some other input or conversation. I'm not going to say who or where I think you've had the conversation, but I think there's a bit more to it. So you're hearing that club land and the players, not club land, the players are going, hang on a damn minute. You keep cutting our wage. You keep cutting and cutting and asking more of us, sending us, you know, COVID related. Well, something's going to come back the other way.
Yeah. The difficulty, and this would all need to be massaged, obviously, okay. But the difficulty in all this is the coach's work is never done. As a coach, you always feel that
the coaches are feeling under pressure.
That's right. You can always take another call. You can always sit down with another player. You can always solve another problem, or a problem has arisen that you need to solve on a daily basis. It happens all the time.
So what about this? To further advance your idea, the coaches get a good break. They can work during that period of time, of course.
If they want. That's their choice.
But they're not allowed to be at a club. Then on the 1st of January or the 2nd, whatever date, you pick arbitrary date, then it's a six-week camp.
That's right.
Then you go into an intense camp where you are Monday to Friday, bang, and you're gearing the work into them. You know, the physical work, of course they'd be training themselves. But in terms of the game plan and the drilling in and all that sort of stuff, there's an intensity to that.
Yep.
I like it. I like it, Wisp. I really do like it.
Is it worth more consideration or not?
Well, for you and I, it is. I'm not sure.
Why wouldn't we think more laterally then about where everybody's at right now? I understand that the coaches might come back and say, you know, we miss all that development time. You know, that's a great opportunity for us to do this with young players. Maybe you stagger it with the players.
Maybe there's a check-in. Maybe once every,
whatever it might be.
Once a fortnight, a check-in for players.
That's right. But if you're a player and it's in your best interest, is it not, to present yourself in the best possible condition you can? Now, there's always going to be outriders out there where clubs know there are players that just need more daily contact and for them to get the best out of them and for them to do what they're required to do. But, you know, as a player, if we're going to treat these blokes as mature elite athletes, that's the number one thing that they need to do, is that get themselves to the line in good shape.
And that sense of responsibility is already afforded to, the Dangerfields of the world, where they say, I don't want to see you until January. And they're trusted to go and
they've earned that right.
Yeah, that's right. But with the coaches now saying, you're taking resources away from us and the soft cap's been reduced and therefore the workload's been exacerbated on all the rest of us, make it easy, not take it out of the hands and say back, not until early January. I like it.